Joyce of Westerflois, the story of the tiny little girl with the tiny little voice. Written by Matthew W. Grant. Narrated by Jeannie Lynn.
Once upon a time, in a village called Westerflois, there lived a tiny little girl with a tiny little voice. She had a dainty blue dress, which she wore by choice. She was always quite happy, so she earned the name of Joyce. Her skin was so soft, her disposition calm and fair. Pretty pink ribbons adorned her long golden hair. They assumed she had not a single vice, made entirely of sugar, sweetness, and spice. Always a kind word and good manners galore, as well behaved as a mini princess, but even more. She remembered to wash her hands each day before she ate. When the meal was done, she'd rinse her own little plate. She helped her mama with household chores and helped her papa in the out-of-doors. Her elbow never dared to rest on the table. Each night she made sure the horses were safe in the stable. She wished the birds well when for the winter they flew south. Whenever she yawned or coughed, she automatically covered her mouth. As little children went, she stood out among the rest. The other children were